How old is the Earth? Is the Earth billions of years old, like the textbooks say? Or is it only 6,000 years old, like the Bible says? And who cares about the age of the Earth? Well, for one thing, the credibility of the Book of Genesis is at stake. Because the average person reading the Book of Genesis is not going to find millions of years in there. And can the average person read it and understand it, or do we need some guru to tell us what it says? And the credibility of Jesus is at stake because he quoted Genesis 25 times in the New Testament. And nearly every other book in the Bible refers to Genesis. It is a very important topic. And the evolutionists really care because their entire theory looks pretty silly without billions of years to hide it in. Jesus said, "If I told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" He also said, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" If Genesis is not taken as truth, then there is no reason for anyone to believe any other part of the Bible. Now, if I told you that if you kissed a frog, it would magically turn into a prince, you would say, "That's a fairy tale." But did you know that is exactly what evolution teaches? Except the magical ingredient is no longer a kiss. The new magical ingredient is millions of years. They teach that we started off as an amoeba, and this slowly, over millions of years, turned into a frog. Then slowly, over millions and millions of years, the frog turned into the prince. You see, if a frog turns into a handsome prince quickly, it's a fairy tale. But if a frog turns into a handsome prince slowly, well, that's modern science. No, it is not. It is still a fairy tale. The textbooks in our schools are filled with the idea of millions and billions of years. The next time you hear someone say millions and millions of years ago, stop them and ask, "Were you there?" Science is knowledge derived from observation and study. Can you observe, study, or demonstrate something that happened billions of years ago? Absolutely not. It is true that over half the scientists believe in evolution. That is true, but that does not make evolution true. Just because a bunch of scientists believe something does not make it true. They have a long history of being wrong. They used to teach that the sun revolves around the earth. They were wrong. They used to teach that a big rock will fall faster than a little rock. They were wrong. They used to teach that if you were sick, you had bad blood. This was known as the doctrine of humors. It was believed that if you bled out the bad blood, you would get better. There used to be places all over the United States where you could go and get your blood taken out. You knew where they were because out front they had a white pole with a red stripe around it. The barber was the bloodletter. And right beside George Washington, when they were bleeding him to death, was a Bible that told them, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood." Now let's say you went scuba diving and found a sunken boat with a treasure chest full of old coins. You look at one of the coins and it has a date of 1600 on it. You reach in and pull out another and it reads 1700. You reach in and pull out a third coin and it has a date of 1800. Now I'm going to ask you a simple question. When did the boat sink? You ought to be able to figure out that the boat sank after 1800. It could not have sank before 1800 because we have a coin in there from 1800. This most recently dated coin becomes the limiting factor on when the boat sank. There are numerous scientific ways to show the universe is not billions of years old. In 2011, the world's population reached 7 billion people. In 1985, there were 5 billion people on planet Earth. And in 1800, there were only 1 billion people on the planet. Most people agree that there were only about 1 billion people around 1800. The world's population at the time of Christ was about a quarter of a billion people. Starting from the Bible, we see that 6,000 years ago, God created everything. 4,400 years ago, there was a worldwide flood in which only 8 people survived. And this is exactly what the evidence shows. The current population shows only 4,400 years of growth. God's word is truth. Let's talk about supernova rings. When a star blows up, it creates a nova or a supernova. Astronomers have observed that about every 30 years a star dies and explodes into a supernova. There are only about 300 supernovas. Let's see, 300 times 30 equals about 9,000 years. Well, if the universe is billions of years old, how come there are less than 300 supernovas? There should be several hundred million of them. This is evidence that shows that the universe is only thousands of years old, not billions. Textbooks say red giant stars evolve into white dwarf stars over billions of years. They teach that it takes billions of years for a star to evolve from a red giant to a white dwarf. Well, we know this is not true. Egyptian hieroglyphs from 2000 BC describe Sirius as red. It was observed to be red as recently as 150 AD. Today, it is a white star binary. So no, it does not take billions of years for this to happen. It only takes thousands. Jupiter is cooling off, and therefore cannot be billions of years old. If it were billions of years old, it would have cooled off by now. Here we have the moon. The moon goes around the Earth. I think we can all agree about this. As the moon goes around the Earth, it is gradually getting farther away. We are slowly losing the moon. It's leaving us a couple of inches per year. Not a big deal. But if the moon is getting farther and farther away every day, that means that it used to be closer. Well, if we bring the moon in closer, we start to create a problem because the moon is what causes the tides. If the moon were closer, the tides would be higher. There's a law called the inverse square law. If you brought the moon to one-third the distance, you flip the one-third and square it, you get 9 times the gravitational pull. If you were to do all the math on this, you will find out that the moon and the Earth would have been almost together just over 1 billion years ago. Walt Brown, in his book, In the Beginning, says that this fact alone puts the age of the Earth-Moon system at less than 1.2 billion years max. Short-period comets are losing material and have a life expectancy of less than 10,000 years. If the universe is billions of years old, why do we still see comets? They should all be gone by now. Magnets lose their strength with time. The Earth's magnetic strength has declined 10% in the last 150 years and 40% in the last 1,000 years. Since it is getting weaker, that means that it used to be stronger. And it cannot be more than 25,000 years old. The Earth's magnetic field alone limits the Earth to being less than 25,000 years old. This also means that carbon dating cannot work for more than a few thousand years. The Earth is spinning over 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, and the Earth is slowing down. The Earth slows about 1/1000th of a second every day. Astronomy Magazine did an article in which they said Earth's rotation is slowing down. June will be 1 second longer than normal. We will have a leap second. They have to have a leap second about every year to year and a half because the Earth is slowing down. The Earth is spinning and it is slowing down. That means that it used to be going faster. If the Earth is only 6,000 years old, like the Bible says, this is not a problem at all. It would have been going a little faster, and Adam and Eve probably wouldn't even have noticed. However, if the Earth were billions of years old, this would create a problem. The Earth would have been spinning super fast, and the winds would have been unbearable from the Coriolis effect. Well, I guess that explains what happened to the dinosaurs. No, the dinosaurs did not live millions of years ago. The Sahara Desert has a prevailing wind pattern. The wind almost always blows the same direction. This causes the desert to grow. The process is called desertification. They did an in-depth study of the Sahara Desert and came to the conclusion that the Sahara Desert is probably about 4,000 years old. So the desert started growing about 4,000 years ago. If the Earth is millions of years old, why is there not a bigger desert somewhere? Why would the biggest desert on the planet be less than 4,000 years old? Well, let's start from the Bible and see if we can figure this thing out. The Bible says that 6,000 years ago, God created everything. 4,400 years ago, there was a worldwide flood. It's pretty hard to have a desert under a worldwide flood. So I predict that the oldest desert should be less than 4,400 years old. And it is. Again, God's word is truth. Sometimes when they drill into the ground, they hit oil. And these oil wells can have up to 20,000 pounds per square inch of pressure. That is a lot of pressure, 20,000 psi. The people that have studied this have concluded that the rock can only hold that pressure for about 10,000 years or less. They say it should have cracked the rock and leaked off in less than 10,000 years. So now I have two questions. Where did the oil come from, and why is it still under pressure? Most scientists agree that oil comes from organisms that are changed by heat and pressure, turning them into oil, and it does not take millions of years to make oil. In 1971, they learned how to make oil in 20 minutes in the laboratory. In 1996, a proposal was approved in Western Australia that would build a plant to create oil from sewage sludge in just 30 minutes. There's a place in Texas that has turned turkey guts and other waste into oil. They said, "We duplicated what Mother Nature does, but what Mother Nature took millions of years to do, we do in about 30 minutes." The Sinclair Gas and Oil Company uses the dinosaur as their logo. They say dinosaurs turned into oil. Mellowed for 80 million years. I don't think so. Again, let's start with the Bible and see what really happened. 6,000 years ago, God created everything. 4,400 years ago, there was a worldwide flood. During that flood, lots of animals and people drowned. They got buried by the gravel, rocks, and mud, and sand, which got pretty heavy after a while, and eventually they were squished into oil. So the oil that is down there today is from the people and animals that drowned and got buried in the flood of Noah's day. Wood petrifies quickly. Here's some petrified firewood. Here's a petrified fish giving birth. It does not take millions of years to give birth. Here's a petrified cowboy boot with the cowboy's leg still in it. Here is a picture of the oldest tree on the planet. It is called the bristlecone pine. Now, tree ring dating is not an exact science. Trees often produce more than one ring each year. But this textbook says the oldest tree in the world is 4,300 years old. Now, that is a pretty old tree. However, I have a question. If the Earth is billions of years old, why don't we have an older tree someplace? Why is the oldest tree 4,300 years old? Well, let's start with the Bible. The Bible says that 6,000 years ago, God created everything. 4,400 years ago, there was a worldwide flood. So I predict that the oldest tree would be less than 4,400 years old. And it is. Again, God's word is truth. Here is a picture of a coral reef. The largest coral reef in the world is off the coast of Australia and is called the Great Barrier Reef. Some of the reef was destroyed during World War II by warships and things like that. Afterwards, some environmentalists studied the reef to see how fast it grows back. They watched it grow for 20 years. After watching it grow for 20 years, they came to the conclusion that the reef is less than 4,200 years old. If the Earth is billions of years old, why don't we have a bigger reef someplace? And why is the oldest coral reef less than 4,200 years old? When it rains, 30% of the water runs into the ocean, bringing with it mineral salts. The oceans are getting saltier every day. Today, they are 3.6% salt. They could have gone from fresh water to 3.6% salt in less than 5,000 years. If the Earth were millions or billions of years old, the oceans would be much more saltier. If you have ever been in a cave, the guide always says, don't touch the formations because they take millions of years to form. They say this formation in New Mexico started 250 million years ago. I don't think so. Some say that the fastest they can grow are 2.5 inches per thousand years. Again, I don't think so. Here are some 50-inch stalactites growing under the Lincoln Memorial that was built in 1922. The photo was taken in the 1960s. So this happened in only about 40 years. It didn't take millions of years. Here's a bat covered with flowstone before it could even rot. Here's a picture of a guy in a building in Indiana that has huge cave formations in the basement from where the water had been leaking through the limestone. The picture was taken only 40 years after the building was built. Here's a picture from a mine in Australia. The mine was closed for 55 years, and when they went back in, there were these huge cave formations inside that only took 55 years to form. Again, it did not take millions of years for these things to happen. Did you know that at the current rate of erosion, the continents would erode flat in 14 million years? Obviously, the continents have not eroded flat, so the Earth cannot be millions of years old. Erosion features all over the Earth show there was much greater erosion in the past, probably from Noah's flood. The whole world was destroyed by Noah's flood. Here we have the Grand Canyon. This textbook says, over millions of years, the Colorado River has carved out the Grand Canyon from solid rock. Now just hold on a minute. It is a fact that the Grand Canyon exists. I think we can all agree about this. Well, there are two different interpretations of this fact. The evolutionist interpretation says that it forms slowly by a little water and lots of time. The Bible-believing Christian's interpretation is that it formed quickly by lots of water and a little time from the flood of the days of Noah. The evolutionists are always trying to erase the line and make the students think their interpretation is part of the fact, and it is not. This textbook says the Colorado River has cut through layer upon layer of rock over millions of years. I don't think so. If a dam were built across Grand Canyon, a large lake would form. In fact, right after the flood of Noah's day, there used to be two huge lakes there, Grand Lake and Hopi Lake. The lakes are long gone, but the beaches are still there. You can still see the beach line. They got too full, went over the top, and washed out that canyon relatively quickly. That canyon is a washed-out spillway. So no, it did not take millions of years for the Grand Canyon to form. It formed quickly, just after the flood. Here are the origins of major writing systems from National Geographic. They say the oldest writing systems in the world started about 3000 BC. The oldest writing systems are estimated to be about 5,000 years old. The oldest language that can reasonably be reconstructed is already modern, sophisticated, and complete. The Chinese said that the year 2000 was the year 4700. Maybe they started with the birth of Shem or Noah before the flood. The oldest recorded example of capital punishment is from the 18th century BC, or about 3,800 years ago. The Saxons in England had a genealogy going back to Adam. The Danes and Norwegian king lists go back to Noah. Why are the oldest reliable historical records less than 6,000 years old? This is not a battle over creation versus evolution or the age of the earth. This is a battle over the authority of the Word of God. Is God's Word truth, or is man's opinion? There is an overwhelming amount of evidence for a young earth, demonstrating that the Bible is absolutely correct when it says God created everything about 6,000 years ago. For more information, visit us at truthingenesis.com.